You're tuned to Polish Radio, the external service.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's well, up? For one thing, Michał Kubicki is with me in the studio. I'm Sławek Szewc. Welcome to our weekly feature. And what's up? Well, Michał, I see you have a very thick book with you.
Yes, indeed. The book that I brought with me into the studio today is a very interesting book just published in the United States.
So no wonder it has an English language title.
It deals with the history of World War II in the Polish context, so to say, and it's entitled The Auschwitz Volunteer Beyond Bravery. And then also on the cover, it says, Captain Witold Pilecki, the only man who volunteered to be captured and imprisoned in Auschwitz to bring out the story of the camp.
Well, now, this tells part of the behind the scenes, so to say, of this volume. To my knowledge, it's actually not so much a book as a compilation, a series of reports which were filed by Captain Pilecki while he was in Auschwitz.
Yes.
And later on.
That's correct. This is actually the final, as it were, the most extensive version of his report of his experience in Auschwitz, which he wrote in 1945. And this is the first ever translation of the whole text of his report into English. It was published by Aquila Polonica. It's a publishing house based in Los Angeles in California. It's a book which has an introduction by Professor Norman Davies, who is by far the best known historian, Western historian specializing, as it were, in recent Polish history. He has to his credit several studies on Poland, including the most famous, perhaps, Warsaw Rising 44. And it also has a foreword by the rabbi, the chief rabbi of Poland, Michael Szudrych.
What makes this book so important and worth reading?
Well, it seems to me, Sławek, that what makes this book particularly important is that, as Professor Norman Davies writes in an introduction, even though so many years, so many decades have elapsed since the Second World War, there are still many misconceptions about it, particularly in the West. And one basic misconception, this is what is stressed by Professor Davies, is that most people, when thinking about World War II, think about the evil regime of the Third Reich, of the regime of Hitler. But then there was also the Soviet Union of Stalin, and who was Hitler's ally. And all the countries like Poland, which lay between Germany and the Soviet Union, felt the lash of both of these regimes. And Captain Witold Pilecki, who in 1940 allowed himself to be arrested by the Germans, to be sent to Auschwitz in order to get first-hand insight into the German atrocities during World War II, he fought, as it were, against both these tyrannies. And this was manifested particularly when we look at his life after 1945.
Well, we might say that he fell prey to a sad historical paradox, that During the war years, he fought for one cause, supplying information to the Western Allies, which, well, turned out to be a futile attempt in the sense that it did provide information to the Polish underground, the Home Army, the biggest clandestine military grouping in Nazi-occupied Europe. Unfortunately, these reports were somehow downplayed or totally omitted by the leaders of the Western powers, engaged in all kinds of dealings with Stalin's Russia and the dictator himself. So this is the first price that Captain Pilecki paid. And then, as you said, after the war, he encountered repression, ultimately leading to his execution because of the, well, Soviet domination in this part of Europe, in Poland, with the pro-Soviet government in Warsaw, and so on and so forth. So he was like a constant enemy to some of the forces which at one time or another had been in power here on Polish territory.
Well, this is mentioned by Michael Szudryk, the rabbi of Poland, who writes in his foreword that Pilecki's mission, as it were, did not end in 1945, that is at the time that he wrote his report from Auschwitz. This is what he writes. Pilecki was arrested after the war as a Western spy by the Polish communist regime, tortured and executed in 1948 at the age of 47. His heroic exploits were expunged from Polish history.
The further bitterness which adds to the plight of Witold Pilecki is the fact that after he was executed, there was no, so to say, proper grave of his to this very day. The whereabouts of where his body had been buried had been only speculated on. There has been a recent discovery, and there is hope that finally Captain Pilecki will receive a proper burial with the praise and honor that he deserves.
Indeed, this follows the recent exhumation at the Powązki Military Cemetery in Warsaw. The skeletons of more than 100 persons who were executed during the Stalinist period were found during several weeks of exhumation. Right now, DNA tests are being conducted, and there is much hope, as you said, that, well, Polish heroes such as Witold Pilecki will finally be given burial, the kind of burial that they deserve.
And finally, Captain Pilecki received the proper historical treatment, so to say, by posterity, no longer regarded as a Western spy and a traitor. Now we are fully aware of his deeds, what he accomplished, and the cause that he fought for. This is also being disseminated, this knowledge, by his son, Andrzej.
That's one side of the picture. There is also a considerable interest in his life displayed by writers, historians. There was a very interesting, documentary drama, we can call it, aired on Polish television a couple of months ago. There was a biography of Captain Pilecki published in Italy earlier this year, and this book I mean, this is really a publication that I'm sure will add a lot to the knowledge about Poland's recent history and about Captain Witold Pilecki, because I'm sure that this book will find its way into, well, all universities and, well, more specialist libraries around the world. This is a book which got really very positive reviews, and Antony Polonsky, for instance, who is a noted scholar specializing in Holocaust studies, described this book as a real contribution to our understanding of the history of Poland under Nazi occupation.
And of course, the immediate question that comes to mind, you quoted the comment by the rabbi of Poland, Michael Szydryk, this in connection, of course, with the Holocaust. If the reports, the Pilecki reports, if they were given due consideration, attention, and appropriate reaction at the proper time, could the Holocaust have been avoided?
Well, not avoided, perhaps, but as Michael Szydryk writes, and here I quote just one sentence, if heeded, Pilecki's early warnings might have changed the course of history.
In other words, there possibly might have been less victims if the reaction were prompt and strong by the requirements of the times during the war. Unfortunately, as we mentioned, this was subject to all kinds of political manipulations, dealings, agreements, arrangements, and whatnot between the allies, the Western allies, and their Eastern ally, that is the Soviet Union, led by Joseph Stalin.
Let me perhaps just add, Sławek, that the title of this book, The Auschwitz Volunteer Beyond Bravery, is not taken from Pilecki's report. He was a very brave man. This is a title which was given to this publication by the publisher and the translator. And as we know from accounts of his contemporaries, Witold Pilecki was a very modest man, and he never thought of his exploits in terms of bravery, but just as a fulfillment of his, well, mission and patriotic duty.
So, a publication we strongly recommend, The Auschwitz Volunteer Beyond Bravery Reports by Captain Witold Pilecki. Thank you very much, Michał, for bringing the book to the studio for today.
Thank you.